Okay, let's go on here to I think it's Richard. Is Richard there?
It's me.
Hello,
thank
you.
Thank you very much for your service to our community, sir.
Well, thank you for saying so.
I'm calling for a friend of mine that lives over in Eastern Washington. And she had Guillain-Barré syndrome when she was about 26 years old and is unable to, or at least is told she's unable to get shingles, flu, or pneumonia shots. What do you suggest for something like this?
Oh, if we're looking for something to prevent infection, I'm going to start where I don't usually start. I'm going to start with zinc. And why am I going to start with zinc? Because it is the so-called master mineral for the thymus gland. The thymus gland is the master regulator of the whole immune system. And in experimental animals, happens the same as in people. As we all get older, you've heard that tune before, that thymus gland, that thymus gland has been known to shrivel up, and by the time a person's 80 or 90 and somebody does the autopsy, look at that, the thymus gland is nothing but a shred of fiber, it's not working anymore. Well, what they found in the experimental animals that were having that start to happen, they had them put some zinc in their animal chow, and what do you know, the thymus gland rejuvenated, and it didn't turn into fiber near as quick. So anyway, a little bit of zinc, and if we ever do take zinc, and we're going to do it for a while, we always got to offset it with copper, and so the ratio is about a 15 to 1, 30 milligrams of zinc and 2 milligrams copper in the same capsule so we don't miss them. And that way, the zinc won't push too much copper out, the copper won't push too much zinc out, and also we won't be overdoing it. I would never go past that without checking with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. But the United States Department of Agriculture in 1968 published a map of the United States, and west of the Mississippi River, they reported, by colors, I guess, they reported that every state but Nevada had insufficient zinc in the soil to be optimal in the food we were eating. And that was 1968. Mm. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's one of those kind of important ones. And you know how many crops they grow in Nevada. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. So right. I'll start with zinc, and then I'll skip to the other favorites and because they work. And that is the vitamin A at a 50,000 unit a day quantity. It will hurt you if you're a fetus, no question. Or if you're a pregnant mommy with a fetus, you'll hurt your fetus. But other than that, it's quite a safe amount, and one can take it, and I've been doing so, and so is my wife, and so is a lot of people I work with for years, and it really does cut the infection risk. And then the other thing, of course, if it's true, if we live in eastern Washington, we do get more sunshine, but even so, we're in a very northern latitude compared to the tropics, so we want to keep our blood levels of vitamin D at the same level as people got in the tropics, and remember, none of them in the tropics ever died of a vitamin D overdose, so even though it's higher than the so-called normal range, that's why it's called the tropical optimal range. And so for most of us living in Washington State, even in eastern Washington, it takes, if we're adults, it takes a minimum of 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 units to do the job, but you got to work with your doctor on that because it is possible to use too much. With vitamin A, it can be done, but it's kind of hard. So we get a blood level for vitamin D and see if we're into that tropical optimal. And with that A and D and zinc, really, 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 people just, their rate of infection goes down, down, down.
So if she were to bolster her system with the zinc, vitamin A, and vitamin D, then she would be a candidate for having a vaccine?
Nope, that wasn't the point at all, sir. You said she couldn't be given vaccines. I thought I heard that. Maybe I heard it wrong.
Yeah, she's fearful because she was told she couldn't have any vaccine because she'd had Guillain-Barré syndrome.
Well, right, and unfortunately, that can re-trigger the silly thing.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. One other question: you'd made a comment last week about radiation for people that work at Hanford. It was a supplement you'd recommended.
Okay, yes, it is also a natural substance found in our bodies. It's been found that melatonin, the stuff that helps put us all to sleep, melatonin helps decrease the radiation damage. It doesn't eliminate it, but it decreases it, particularly in the white blood cells. I think that's where the study was done, and they are quite sensitive little cells. So yes, melatonin. If somebody's going to get an X-ray, it just simply cannot hurt them to take melatonin the night before. It's for sale in all the natural food stores, compounding pharmacies, and so on and so forth, home dispensary.
Okay. I take about 30 milligrams of melatonin personally for sleep purposes. Mm-hmm. And somebody said that you can actually take too much melatonin, which causes your body to not create its own.
Well, that is possible, but if you're not sleeping, and you do sleep when you take 30 milligrams, you got a balancing act there because, no, you don't want to suppress your own, but you'd like to get some sleep. Better talk to your doc who's in natural medicine about other things you can do. In the meantime, get some sleep.
Okay. Perfect. All right. Thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you for holding on patiently, and thanks for your call, sir.